Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. A couple in their 90s has been rushed to hospital after they drove a car into a house in Perth's north. Police were called to the incident on Vincent Avenue in Westminster just before 2 p.m. The 92-year-old man and 95-year-old woman have been injured. Those inside the home are unharmed. Network 10 and journalist Lisa Wilkinson have emerged victorious in their defamation battle with Bruce Lehrman. Justice Lee found it more likely than not that Lehrman did sexually assault Brittany Higgins in Parliament House. Bondi Westfield has been handed back to operators, but it's not clear when it'll reopen. 8 people remain in hospital after Saturday's horrific attack, where 6 people were tragically killed. While New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has announced up to $18 million for an inquest.
That's important because I want the public to know that the inquiry didn't end on Saturday afternoon when this killer was stopped. We need to find out all aspects of his interaction with the government, both in New South Wales and Queensland. We also need to ask questions about mental health funding.
The state government is offering parents one-off payments of $250 for every high school student and $150 for primary and kindy kids. Education Minister Tony Butti says the school expenses payments can be claimed through the Services WA app.
We encourage people to use the app because it will be a very simple and quick way of processing receiving the payment in the bank account. But if they don't, there is a web or a paper application form.
In sport, the Eagles' Harley Reid has earned himself a Rising Star nomination. The 18-year-old had 27 disposals in yesterday's win over the Tigers on top of a goal. And Fremantle might have a key weapon back for the Western Derby. Star ruckman Sean Darcy is set to return from injury, while midfielder Hayden Young says they're viewing their recent losses as learning experiences.
Yeah, obviously it's disappointing to lose those games, but you'd rather be in those games than not. So we feel like we can learn a lot of lessons from those losses.